Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on patient Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma FNP on 2625. Mr. Fields performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and was a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1-6-24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a poor effort post-bronchodilator showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Stevens, STEVENS. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 2625, Mrs. Stevens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. New paragraph impression of severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 2625, Mrs. D. Dominicus performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 277 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in patient Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 2625, Mrs. Monsees performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10-29-24. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford Siegfried, S-I-E-G-F-R-I-E-D. This goes to the VA. On 2625, Mr. Siegfried performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-11-24. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA. Attention, Dr. Blizzard, B-L-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. On 2625, Mr. Siegfried performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92% period. Patient achieved 496 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.